and Sephora of Rubble, the Chol Echod Nisabru Ishtoi Zochorm, the Mitzvah Shuvu Luchem Yalechim, Lo Yadana Hechir Mize. Hey, is there what that Bishas Kabbalah Satera, there was a mitzvah to be perished from your wife? Right after Kabbalah Satera, there was a heter that says Shuvu Luchem Yalechim. Everybody should go back to their oil, to their tent. That means to have tashmish with the wife. And when everybody went to have tashmish with their wife, as soon as they came back from Hasinai, every single Isha was Nisaber and was Yerle Bezocher. So from Hasinai it's called Sheporov Rovom Leo Yisrael. Even we have Porov Rovom from Hasinai. Right, the Midbar Sinai, why is this Midbar called Midbar Sinai? It means Sheyodo Sinul Yakam Olov. Because the Midbar Sinai came out the Sinai from the Goyim. O Mashmoy, what's the real name of Midbar Sinai? Chorif Shmoy. Its real name is Chorif. O Pligas at the Mordor Abavua. Yom Abavua. Har Sinai Shmoy. No, Har Sinai, that's the Yikon name. Right, so it's like Midbar Sinai, Har Sinai, the Yikon name is Sinai. Loma Nikra Har Chorif, why is it called Har Chorif? Because the Goyim like got destroyed from this. Okay, since the Goyim were not Makabal the Torah, they got destroyed, they got clawless, and they got the second hand, like Klai Yisrael was Kaduma, Klai Yisrael was first, and the Goyim just got Sinna and just got Kurbin from not being Makabal the Torah. Zatim Moravaita. I mean, I say in the Mishnah, Minayin Shekoshu Loshen Shel Zohiris. How do we know we tied the red string on the Seher Mishtalich? So if the Gemara post says Kashonim. The Gemara Kashonim, it should have said Kishni Miboileya. The Dibduk in the post, it should have said Kishni, not Kashonim. Like Rashi says, Dumi the Kishelig, like Sir Kishlogim. So here also was to say Kashonim, it should have said Kishni. Om Rav Yitzchok, Om Alehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Im Yiyu Chato Eichem Kashonim Halolu. If your sins will be so big, like a whole bunch of years, kashanim halalu, shes durois uboyus misheshe shimei breshes, viyad achshuv, mamash like a full amount of the whole Bria Salem, from the beginning of Bria Salem until now, all those years keseda, even if you have so much chatoim, there was mushrash in you, you did keseda one year after another, one year after another, still, if you do tshuva, kasheleg yavinu, still the Abish now will be meichu you and make your sins back like white. That's John the Pasuk. Kashonim yalbinu. Right. Doresh Rava. My dichtiv. What does it say in the Pasuk? In Yishayahu, l'chu no kom v'nivokhecho yoymer Hashem. Well, v'nivokhecho means we'll talk things over. We'll give techocho one to the other, Hashem says. For the Gemara, l'chu no. They're like, go away. Bol no mi boile. Should have said come. Like the Abish now is talking to Klai Yisrael. Come together. Should have said bol no. Why does it say Loshen Chuno? Right. The Yom Rashem Hashem will say Omer Hashem mi boile. That Kodesh Baruch Hu says. Not the Yom Rashem Hashem will say. Shrashi Yom Rashem Ato Emor Hatechocho Ubecho Anu Teilim. Now say it. That's right. Right. The Gemara of Shan the Pesuk is Omer. So tomorrow Losid Lovoi. Yoim alhem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Has lost his love and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to Klai Yisrael and say to them, L'chu no eitzalav v'seichem. Go to your fathers, v'yoychichu itchem, and have a techocha with them, see if they can be mezaka you with din. His mashal learns the pshat is talking about a benini. A ben, enechlam yitzadik is nechtam l'chaim anechtam l'elam abo. Rishoyim anechtam l'gehenim. Benanim though, that mixes schar, machta, machta, they need a kape chesla, they need chesed of the Eibishter to help them out. The Eibishter is telling them, you barely go to your office, let them be mispal, let them help you out. Then Klai Yisrael then will say, Tiktar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Eslos, and Lovoi, Riboyni Shlerlem. Eitzel, mi nelech, eitzel, which one of the others should we go? Eitzel Avroham, should we go to Avraham Avinu? Shemar Teloi, you told Avraham Avinu, Yodaya Teida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that there's going to be a matzav, that Klai Yisrael is going to go into Mitzrayim, and there's going to be a shver shibud, and there's going to be hard times in Mitzrayim. V'loi bikash rachim aleinu, and Avraham at that time was not mabakash rachim, and didn't ask Hashem take away the gzar din of Yitzias Mitzrayim, if you read this to Mitzrayim. So b'zoi the mashoz mazbalayt, so how could the Klai Yisrael now go and say, we're going to talk to Avraham Avinu? Help us out. Vice versa, Avraham Avinu's midah is that calls the man the Yidna Boyla Mazir. There's a midah Sadin. That means the Mitzvah Adin, Klai Yisrael deserved to have you read it to Mitzrayim. Avram was not Mavakash Rachem. He held that Pi Din is better to have your Din Berlum Azir, and the Rachem will be later Elam Abo. So Mela, Avram was not Mespalo for Rachemin. So now also, how could Klai Yisrael go now to ask Avram to be Mespalo for Rachemin for them? That's not Avram Avinu's Midah. It's when it comes to the gate of the Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Midah is Adin. Right. Is Eitzel Yitzchok, should we go to Yitzchok Avinu? Sheberich es Eitzel, Yitzchok gave the bracha Eitzel for Rosh Hashanah. What a kasher teret? For Levikesh Rachim Aleinu, as he gave Eitzel a bracha that when Klai Yisrael do like Atoyim, that Eitzel will be in his gaber and he'll give us service. And he wasn't Mavakesh Rachim for us. The Vice says also, Jesus also masking to this din is the midas adin that we deserve to have din. We deserve it. So he's not the one to Mavakesh. That we should ask him to be Mespala for us at the change over the Midas Adin to Midas Rachamim. Eitzel Yaakov, should we go to Yaakov Avinu? Shamarta, Lord, you told Yaakov Avinu, Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim. As he told Yaakov Avinu about the Shibud Mitzrayim. For Ledikesh Rachamim Aleinu, and at that time Yaakov was not the Vakesh Rachamim from us. So Vaita, he's not the one to go to Yaakov to be Mespala for us, for a person that's Machza Machza. That Midas Adin says he should get Moinish, that he should be Mavakas for us. So Klai Yisrael got Tainus, who should we go to? Achshav, now Klai Yisrael said, Yemir Hashem, Om Alehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Klai Yisrael said, let's go to Kadosh Baruch Hu alone. He's Om Alehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoylo Talisem. Atzmechem bi, since you're totally yourself and me, that you want to come to Mavakas for me, Im yuchatech en gashol en kashol en gabinu en echanam ne Kodesh Baruch Hu said there's a mid of tshuva. If you do tshuva, I'll make you chatoyim back to white. Shash yim Hashem, ata emar techocho v'cho onu tolim. And you said that techocho to talk this soul is totally in me, en echanam, if you do tshuva, I'll be moichu you. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonason, what does the Pasuk say in Yishayahu, ki ato avinu, that you're our father. It means that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're called our father. What does that mean? You, I, we have all this Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Ki Avram lo yodanu. That Avram Avinu didn't know us. For Yisrael le yakirenu. And Yisrael Yaakov Avinu didn't know us. Ato Hashem Avinu, but you are the Eibishter. Goyaleinu miyelam shemecha. That you're going to be goyalos. Miyelam shemecha. What's Pshat in this pasuk? What do you mean we don't have the others? Like Kodesh Baruch Hu is our others? That means losid lovoi. Yoy malay akorish baruch li Avram, akorish baruch tal Avram, bincha chotuli, that Klai Yisrael doing chatoim to me. So Mela, like this, should we be meichel them? Are you be mispal to me? Is omalafon of Avram Avinu answer akorish baruch benish lolam? Yimchu al kedusha shemecha. Shrashi yimchu, hoyil shechotu, since Klai Yisrael did a chet. Viyiskadish yimcha boilam, kishetasa din, buyoivim ad brecha, tot Avram Avinu. If you, the Eibishter, will do a din with them, give them back an Einish, that's going to make a Kiddush Hashem. That shows like the Kiddushas Hashem. That if somebody does the Chet, he's Mechal Hashem, he deserves an Einish back for it. So by Klai Yisrael getting an Einish, that shows the Kiddush Hashem. So the Avram Avinu was Kedai for Klai Yisrael to have the Einish. So Mela Kodesh Avram wasn't mispiled that they shouldn't get the Einish. Is Omar Eimel Eli Yaakov. So the Klai Yisrael said, like, go ask Yaakov what should happen. Is the heaven late Tsar Gidul Bonim? Has Yaakov Avinu raised 12 Shvatim? He raised 12 children. Knows what it means to have a ben. Maybe he'll be Mavakash Rachman for the Bonim. Is Efshad the boy Rachman Layo? Maybe Yaakov will be Mespala for Klai Yisrael. Omalei, so Akash Baruch Hu said, Bin Chachot, Akash Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, that Klai Yisrael did a chet. Is Omolophon of Ribbonish Shleilam Yimcho Akdusha Shemecha? Yaakov answered the same thing also. That Mitzad Midasad Dinach Oynish. That will Shach Kiddush Hashem. It's Kedai there should be a Kiddush Hashem. And Chaisol deserves the Reinish. So Baita, they didn't get a Kaporah from Yaakov Avinu. Is Omar, like Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Loi Bisabi Tami. Now with the older one, there's a Tami. That means with Avram Avinu, we have no Eitzim. Loi Bedardiki Eitzim. With the youngest one also, we have no Eitzim. Is Omar Loili Yitzchak. Mel the Abishu went to Yitzchok Avinu. Bincha Chotoli, that the Akash Baruch Hu told Yitzchok, Bincha Klai Yisrael Dilchat Echet to me, the Chetego Poshet. Omolophon of Rebbeinu Shleilom. Bini, Voloi Bincha, like why do you call them Bini, my children? They're not your Bincha, they're not the Abishu's children. B'shoshek dimula funecha nasa nishma b'shas kabbalah satoru. When Klaus all said nasa v'nishma koras lahem, you call them b'ni b'chayri, you call them bonim. If Klaus all called your ben, the Abish's ben. Achshav b'ni v'lai bincha, like Yitzchak said, how come now when they did a chet, you call them now dafka my children, not your children? V'yoyt, kamachotu, zog Yitzchak govinu, how much chatoim could Klaus all do b'chlau? How much does a person live? Shivim shana? Normal life is 70 years. Is dal esrim, take off 20 years, the loy anashtolay. You don't give the manish for that. It's until a person esrim shana, he's not a baronish min hashemayim. Poshuluhu chamishim shana, chamishim. They have 50 years left. Dal chav fedla lusa. Take off 25 years, because that's night. It's half the day, half the night. And some night, they don't do chatam when they're sleeping half of the time. So 25 years goes away. Poshalu chafei, you have 25 years left. Dal tarati sar, take away 12, upal gehef, tetsluya. Here today a person is oisik in davening, or mechel eating, or the beis hakise, and being oisik in the beis hakise. Is poshalu tarati, and poshim is also learning mistama. Is you have only half the day that you can do chatoyim. Is poshalu tarati sar, upal good, you have 12 and a half years of a person's life that could be oisik in chet. Is a matter of saveless kula mutter. So if Yitzchak to the Eibishter, if you, the Eibishter can be saved, can be moichu them all, good. V'yimla, but if you can't be moichu them, pal go alai, or pal go lecha. Yitzchak was mekabel to take like half the schus of Klai Yisrael he would save, and the other half has to be on the schus of you, the Eibishter. But Yitzchak was not mekabel to be matzel gant Klai Yisrael. So Rashi karat lehem b'ni b'chor Yisrael, shoy yigoldu lefonecho, shoy matidin lehem lefonecho, b'sinan natav nishma, l'kabo lecho miyava kabonim. So you said already this lotion of b'ni, that Klai Yisrael is the bonim of Hashem. Dal etzrim d'loyon sholay shekei metzino b'dor ha-midbor, d'loyon ha-shakor ha-shbokwa l'michof shono, o mala, only 20 years older, d'chsir ba-midbor ha-zeh yitlo p'grechem, y'ben chof shon ma-mala shera ha-linoisam olay. So you see that anshim b'dei shemayim is only from a ben chof. So the kids say even Yitzchak was only matzal half Klai Yisrael, not the whole Klai Yisrael. V'im timtzalei mekulam olai, and if you want to say everybody should be upon me, or karivis nafshoi kamoch, that Yitzchak said is even if you want all Klai Yisrael to be matzal because of me, like Mashmaiah, because Yitzchak said he brought himself for korban. V'im timtzalei mekulam olai, or karivis nafshoi kamoch, I was matzal with my nefesh in front of you, is Pischu v'yomru, ato avinu, you're our father. So Klai Yisrael saw that Yitzchak is the one that's going to save them. Like he had a schus, kap of the Eibishter, that he was on the kedus Yitzchak. So he's going to save Klai Yisrael. So the Klai Yisrael said to Yitzchak, ato avinu. Om alehem Yitzchak. Yitzchak told the Klai Yisrael, ad sha'atem mekalsam li, before you give me the shvach, kol mi avinu, kol sla kodesh baruch hu, you have to give the class to the Eibishter. And Yitzchak had a koyach to show Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their own eyes. Miyad nosu neim lemorim. Right away, the whole Klai Yisrael picked up the rifle HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yomim. They said, Ato Hashem avinu, koyaleinu mielam shemecha. That's John this pasuk. That now we're making you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your avinu, your goyaleinu mielam shemecha. Shrashi kiyat avinu. First Klai Yisrael connected Yitzchak omru. Uomo lehem. And Yitzchak said, no, go say kap of the Eibishter, he's the real Avichem. Omer Reb Chiya Barabba, Omer Reb Yechanun, Ro hoya Yaakov Avinu leirad le Mitzrayim b'shashela shel barzel. Really, Yaakov was supposed to go down to Mitzrayim, to the Shibud Mitzrayim, mamash in change full of barzel. Shrashi kedera kol ha-goylim, shrei api gzeres golus yorad Hashem. That Ma, when you take somebody into Golis, take somebody into prison, you put him down there in chains. So really, when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, that was the beginning of the Golis, of the Shibud Mitzrayim, so he should have went down there in chains. Elo, Sheskhus Agarmulot, no, Yaakov Avinu's Chus helped him. The Sid the Pasuk says in Yehoshaya, V'chav le'odom em shekeim, with chavole meitas al pushim, shashim b'shvil odom, Bishvil Chivas Odin, Bishchatim Le Mitzrayim, Bechavolim Bulei Bishashelis. It's because of the Chavivos of Yaakov Avinu, I only brought you down in Chavol, like in a string and not in change. Be'avoysim Avo, Ve'eyilhem, Kimrimei Oil, Alechayim, Ve'at Olav Oichel. Rashi, Kamimay Oil Al Chayim, Kodim HaSoivel, somebody receives upon himself, or Mr. Yayel of Hem to help his Behemah, Lorem Oilo, Miyal Tavorim, Yev Yotav Olav Oichel, Hatis Lechem Koyach, Lachel Es Avoidas HaPerach. And you gave us this Koyach to help us from the Avoidas HaPerach. Zuschus, Beschus Avrom Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him, that he did not make him go down with chains of iron, instead he went down, stand the covering. If somebody carries out eitzim wood on Shabbos, how much is the shear to be chayiv for? We had before that they have the Mishnah in Beitz also that how much wood, enough wood to be able to cook or beit akal, an easy egg to cook. Tavzin, how much spice do you have to take out to be chayiv for on Shabbos? But they lit full beit akal in order to spice a small egg. Omit starfim ze im ze. And different type of spices are mistarif one with the other. With different type of tavlins, it's mistarif for this year. A little bit of this one, a little bit of that one is mistarif to a shear to be mechayiv. They carry out that much for Shabbos. Right, the klipia goizim. How much of a shear of the shells of nuts do you have to carry out? Ros klipia remoinim, the shells of pomegranates. Ros istis apua, different type of things. Is there litzvoya behen beged cotton? Beged cotton pisachu. In order to dye a small beged that you use for the beginning of the opening. That's used for the opening of a network. So if you have enough of this material that can make dye, to dye this small beged, that's the cost for shir to be chayif for Shabbos. Mei raglayim, what about somebody carrying out mei raglayim, rels nasir, rels buriyot, these are different type of a soap. Kamulya, somebody carries out kamulya, rels viashlig, and ashlig is also a different type of kamulya, type of an earth, type of a clay. And also ashlig is also type of a mineral that comes out of the ground that they use for soap. If they lechabez beged cotton pisavcha, enough of this material that's used for soap in order to clean a small piece of beged. If you do waymik, they lehabres a kesem, enough of this soap to be able to take off a kesem. You have a blood stain on a beged. You want to take off the kesem. That's a chashuv b'shir to bechayif for Shabbos. But Rashi, Beit Zekalak Vamafurish, is there Beit Zetanagurlis? Remember before it was Mazda, what's called a small easy egg to cook? That's called the egg of a chicken. Shikala Lavash is very easy to cook. Volei Bishir, Kol Beit Zeshir, it's a great version of Beit Zekalam. I think remember before it said, you don't need the shear of a whole egg to be cooked. No, a bee could cook the size of the gregus of an egg, that's enough of a chosh of a shear wood to be chayiv to carry out. Mustafin, Kol Minit Alvim Zem, they're all different spices that Mustafin one to the other. Top of a clay, when you break something, a network, you put a small beggar there. Nase min adoma, type of a clay. Kamuyas viashtem gemar meforshlo. Esa kesem, shal dam nida. Zanisha has dam nida on a beggar. Shalu asimonim ma'aviren esa kesem, shal dam nida the beggar l'tayri. As is sheer that these type of soap, if you wash off the beged, it takes off the dam nida. So that's a chosh of a sheer soap to be chayiv if you carry it out the Shabbos. The Mora Tanina Chod is Dimna. We had learned this din already before, like how much of a wood you need to be chayiv for, enough wood to cook a small, easy egg. Tanina Chod is Dimna. Kona, how much of a sheer of a kona you chayiv for, it's a reed. Kadeh last says kumis. A reed is enough if you make a pen out of it. Let's say it was a thick reed, or it was a little scratched the reed, and you can't use it to make a pen out of, then it has a shear then like a piece of wood, and enough reed that you can make a fire to cook up an easy egg. Trufa, an egg that was scrambled, or nesuna b'yilf was put into a pot. So the Chur, what that say again here, the Mishnah Maiti Eitzim, we have it ready by Korna. But the Mormal, the Taimah, before, Korna is not used for anything else, it's only used for cooking, to make fire with. Aval eitzim dechoza lekocha diaklidon for eitzim. That you could use to put in the teeth of a lock, you could use eitzim. So other use aval eitzim dechoza lechicha diaklidon. It's used for the teeth of a lock. Afilu kol shu, even a little piece of wood, yishol to be chayiv with the choshev azach. Kamash mala no. Even pieces of wood, even though sometimes you could use it, the Rashi says, Shein Shomaftech, use it for the teeth of a lock, over that's not kosher. It's the chashiva, the chashivas of wood, is it meant to use for firewood? Therefore, how much wood you need? Enough wood that you can make a fire enough to cook the size of an egg. Of what type of an egg? We're saying now an easy egg, which is a chicken egg, to be cooked. That's the shiur. Here's a few more vayta. Mishnah says, Tavlin k'de litchol beitakal. Tavlin spice, how much spice is choshed to be chayv to carry out on Shabbos? Enough spice to spice a small egg. And then the Mishnah says, they're mitzar from zem zeb. They have different spices, but all together could spice one egg, it's enough to be mechayev. Fred Gemara Minu. Tavlin spices, shnayim v'gimel shemus, from two or three different types of shemus. If the min echad, if it's all from one min, or a mishleish shemin from different three minim, the shem echad that has one ister, mashal, they're all orla. You have three different types of spices from orla. Is asurim, they're also, mitzar from zem zeb. Then we start from to be chayiv of yidik kazayis of this yichayiv. Rashi, we're minu amastis nitoni tavlim and start from shnei minu l'kashir. Says the Mishnah, both we start to the shir. Beis v'gimel shemus means two pulav, and you have a white pepper, shock or black pepper, barak long one. Or you have filu min gimel minim, different three different minim. V'heim shel iser, shem shel iser, oser im tivlu ben esakadeirim. Yom mitzarfim, mizatavlim imein b'chol echad, and litvul mitzarfim v'tivlu. That you don't have enough spice of one iser, it's mistar of one with the other. So you see, tavlin is also mistar. So it's good like our Mishnah. It was like the Gemara, but Yom Chizkiya says, the mina mesikishanu, we're talking about only sweet spices. They could all be used together to sweeten one kaderim. Trash of Yom Chizkiya, all the time mistar from the mina mesikim, asking in shakula mina mesikim kaderim. They all come to sweeten the kaderim. But min achar ain't mistar from matzis le'nafli. A mishnah doesn't make a chiluk that we're all coming together to sweeten the kederah. Smash me with different types of spices on mistar. And the Echizki says no, only spices that sweeten, since they come to do the exact same work. So the gemara, so the gemara time of the chos lematik. Why es the kederah? Cholav hochiloi. If it doesn't come to sweeten the kederah, it'd be usher. It wouldn't be mistar. And the gemara hochinam lematik. Our mishnah is also talking about being mati. Mishnah is talking about sweetening the kederim. Hey, Tessim, obeys the Mishnah again. Amoitzi Eitzim, de lavashu beitakala. What's the shear to carry out Eitzim on Shabbos? That's enough Eitzim to be able to cook an egg, a chicken egg. And like Rashi says, the Beit Chalak Bamafurish Shazeb Beit Tanagiru, to me the chicken egg, Sheikal Lavash, that's the easiest egg to cook. Walei Bishir, cold baits, you don't have to be able to cook up the whole egg. No, Shirala Kagregris me Beit Chalam. Enough that you could cook up the size of a Gregris from this egg. If you cook up, if you have enough wood to make the fire to cook up the size of a Gregris, that's a date of an egg, you'll be chayiv. Be carried out on Shabbos. By the tavlin, the litzvol beitza kalam. How much spice? Enough spice that you can spice a small egg, an easy egg, a chicken egg. Or mitzar from zem zeh. A few spices are mitzar together. Together as a shear to spice the egg, yichayi for it. Klipya gaizim klipya remindim istanis upuam. These are things that you make dye with. You dye these and you soak in water and it comes out with dye. If they're litzvoya ben begin kotem pisavkon. Enough material here that you can make dye in order to dye a small beggar that you use on top of a hole. Meiraglayim, how much meiraglayim which we use for cleaning the godim? Ras nasa bruyas kamulia v'yashlov. These are different types of materials that you use for soap to clean the godim with. Is gleilachabes beket kotman pisavchom. If you have enough soap that you can clean a small beged, that's a chosher b'shir of soap. You'll be chayv if you carry out on Shabbos. The b'yudawemid erahavres a kesem. You need enough soap to be able to clean off a kesem of an isha that found dam on a begodim to wash off that dam, that you need a little bit more soap. If you have that amount of soap, that's a chosh mashir to be chayif on Shabbos. So the more tnei mechad is zimno, konik delasas kumis, im hoya av, o im rustos del vashu beit akala. We learned already this year once that a piece of wood, a reed, if mitchil a reed is only made to make a pen. But let's say the reed is too thick or else it has cracks on it, then it's a shir, levashu beit akala, enough to cook up a small egg. Sheba beitim, trufa, that the egg was ready, a scrambled egg, when the sun of the yolk was put into the pot already. So we see already the shear of wood is to be able to cook, to make enough fire to be able to cook up an egg. Only reeds, a reed is not ready for anything else, only for cooking.
Aval Eitzim, but a small piece of wood. Zechazel Kicho de Aklida. It's required to be made teeth of a lock. You used to make locks, and inside the lock, there are pieces of wood that would like the teeth for the lock. So I would think wood is choshev even a smaller piece for that. Afilu Kosho Kamashlo Nom. That the equal wood is aimed for is for burning. And you need enough wood to be able to make enough fire to be able to cook a chicken egg. Right there, tablet about lit for basic color. How much spice? You need enough salt that you use to shear to tovel a small egg. Small egg. For the more mini. Tavlin, shnayim, legimel, shaynas, v'minechet. You have different type of tavlins, but they all come from the same type of an issa. They're all like an issa ola. Oy, mishloy, shemininim, v'shaynechet. Well, three different types, and they have one shame. Is asurim. All these spices are osur, or mitzarfin. The zeim zeh. And if you have either chatzi shear of spice of orla, and another is chatzi shear, and together you have a shear of the two spices, yichayim. Start from zeh. So far it's good like the Mishnah.